Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this thick Thursday, right here on 105.3 The Fan. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right is none other than the reigning pound for pound superstar, phenom, up and coming vlogger extraordinaire. If you thought you enjoyed 4 hours of him tonight, wait till you get 24 hours of just pure, unadulterated Blake Elliott coverage.
That seems like a little bit much coverage.
It is a bit much, but you know what?
I think Ed Sheeran's on the mound for the Dodgers. Is that what it says up there?
Ed Sheehan. Ed Sheehan.
You think he's got... What's an Ed Sheeran song? Can you name any?
Isn't there like a Shape of You or something like that?
Good call. I think that's on there.
Where'd our bell go? You get the bell over there?
I do.
You get the bell over there? I'm going to start bringing my own bell.
I think he's got a song called Photograph.
I think that was Stabbing Westward that had that song.
He also has one I used to listen to back in the day. I think it's called like Angel Wings or Angel or something like that. Fire song, Dark Wings. I don't know. Anyway,
he also did a song that I want to say Bieber did.
Yeah, right. Ed Sheeran back in the day when I was like in middle school, high school was popping.
No, he was
especially his music videos. But now I don't know.
Really, he's a decent rapper too.
He's with the culture, too. You should see him. He'd be hanging out with rappers and stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, he can actually, like, legitimately rap a little bit. Like, no, he's got bars, as the kids say. Welcome into the program. We got our boy Khaki Kev behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. We've got a loaded show for you guys today. Okay, we've got a loaded show for you guys today. Now, this is my Friday. Just want to make that clear to everybody. I will not be here tomorrow. I am going to be catching a flight to my hometown, Topeka, Kansas. Now, actually, we're not going to fly into Topeka. We're going to fly to Kansas City. And I'll tell you what, it got a little Freaky Friday there for a hot minute. The freaky deaky security guard, all right, who likes to let everybody know, I got in trouble back in the day, wink, wink. Always ask how you're doing. All right. Hey, I'm good. Da, da, da. And I said, it's my Friday. And, oh, mine too. I said, okay, what's going on? She's like, I'm flying to Kansas City tomorrow to see my grandson.
Oh, you said, oh, you want to hop on?
I said, oh, you're flying to Kansas City. What airline? When are you flying? She's like, Southwest. I said, oh, okay. I too am flying. She's flying at 11:40. I'm flying at 7:20. So
I think y'all should collab.
We're good. But I told her, I said, look, enjoy the grandson and, have a good time. So no, I will. I'm gone tomorrow. I'm gonna go see my son play football senior night. So his mom and I will act cordial around one another as we.
Are you like those skits I see on TikTok of when they're transferring the kid and the dad's kind of flirting with the mom and the mom's not having it? Is that how it goes? We're like,
those days are over.
Okay, so
those days are over. We used to do that back in the day, and then something just kind of hits where you're just kind of like, you know what? I remember why we're.
Do y'all still bicker?
No, because we don't really talk.
Okay. It's a quiet transfer.
What happens is that when your kid, and I can't speak to all baby daddies and baby mamas when it comes to this, but there's a certain age where when your kid hits, and maybe especially nowadays where I don't need to talk to her, right? Like, he's got a phone. So now, I will say this, kids are horrible about information and what have you, so there are things I do need to reach out to her about, like, hey, what's going on with this, and we'll discuss that. But outside of that, I mean, we really don't have anything. I was telling Gavin yesterday, I mean, once he graduates high school, I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, I'll be doing the show tomorrow with Brennan, me and Brennan Baxter.
Where's the other bell, dude? Come on.
I don't know what to tell you.
Come on.
Me and Brennan Baxter will be doing a show from 7 to 11. Of course, you'll have Trevor the Creator back there.
It's a vital sound effect that we're missing right now. Okay? Because my bell ringing is really a vital part of the program.
I'll bell ring for you. But we got extra credit tonight. We got Corey Mose at 9:20 previewing the Red River rivalry. Say that three times fast.
How many more TDI industry hats do you think we need here in the station? Huh?
What's going on? I don't know.
I'm excited to talk to Corey because I want to get the dirt. We need the dirt on what the hell's going on with this team, with this organization.
And I love the kind of backtrack from media and like Sark, where it's like, well, we played Ohio State and we played Florida and we had to go in the swamp. What would happen to other teams that happened? Like, you can't like put the schedule together.
Nah, bro, you're UT
this.
Now. You want to be if you want to be in the same conversation as the Bamas, as the Georgias of the world.
You can't really complain about the schedule and be like, we had to play at the swamp and at Ohio State.
Welcome to the SEC, bro. This is what you guys signed up for when you wanted to chase the bag.
I agreed. And that's me. That's me being a Texas supporter. You can't now lose those games and then now blame the schedule and be like, well, our schedule's hard. Come on, guys.
Yeah, well, welcome to the SEC.
And you were the preseason one. It's not like you were unranked and you're fighting up a class. You were above even Ohio State coming into the season. Like, everyone that was smart about football,
pound for pound,
thought you were the better team. You didn't win that one. We didn't write you off for the season. You play some low-level teams and you smack up on them. Then you play the next big-time school, big-time program in Florida in the swamp and don't even look on offense for the most of the game, look incapacitable or what's a better word?
What is the word?
Not able to is what I'm trying to get at.
What are you trying to say here? Let's see.
Not able to produce.
Ineffective.
Ineffective at producing offense.
Well, they're just ineffective on both offense and defense.
I think
one way to put it.
We'll get to this with Corey. To me, it's the trenches on both sides aren't helping. They can't stop the run. They can't protect Arch. When they do protect him, Arch overthrows a guy by 10 yards.
But the thing is, I thought the defense was supposed to be good.
It was. And it's had its moments. I mean, it held Ohio State to 14 points. It's not like they've been giving up 50 every week. But, you know, when it matters most.
You beat a Ohio State team that lost, what, 8 starters or whatever it was? Something crazy like that. No, you lost. You are not beat, but you played an Ohio State team that lost, what, 8 starters like that?
You had the high retention rate as far as.
And oh, by the way, the Savin kid was in the same recruiting class as Arch, right?
So Julian Sand?
Yeah. So you know, my thing with that is again, this is what when you want the smoke, when you want to be in that same conversation.
Incapable.
What's that? Incapable. That's a good word. Thank you. That's exactly what we were looking for. From the 469, just dropped off my kids from my Thursday supervision.
Supervision? What does that mean?
I'm guessing that he's gonna have supervised visits with his kids on Thursdays.
Oh, supervision. I thought you were saying like it was some brand. I'm so
supervision. Yeah.
Like supervision.
Me and my kids, we watch these special glasses and we like to watch TV.
Where are we doing our
Dad, where are the supervision glasses at? I'm glad you asked, little guy.
Hey, we're getting there, man. Now that I'm on the tech side of
social
media.
Yeah, you have just nerded out here as of late.
Dude,
what's going on?
Dude,
tell the folks at home what you just bought today.
A DJI Osmo Pocket 3.
Is it DG or DJ?
I think it's DJI. DJI.
I think it's DJI.
DGI.
Yeah. That's probably. All right. You're just making up letters. Who cares?
DLI.
DOFI. It's a DOFI camera. It's next level.
I was with my content creating friend.
Yeah.
And he goes, don't worry about buying an expensive $3,000 mirrorless DSLR.
You're like, good, because I can't.
I was like, perfect. And then he links me this one. I'm thinking it's $300 because I've seen it online. $799 at checkout, but it does come with a mic and comes with all the stuff
that
I'll
need for
Timu?
A blog.
I know there's Timu versions of it. I know there's
why
TikTok.
Why didn't you check Marketplace?
I know all those versions
are out there. No, but I'm saying, why didn't you check Marketplace?
I don't want to use one.
Why?
I don't want my first content creating tool to be something that's used, because, you know, someone could have messed up the camera. I'd rather just pay that base price, know I'm getting it. And then when it comes to...
Dude, I'm telling you right now, and all I'll say is this.
With tech, I'm not a huge used tech guy. Like, I wouldn't buy a used TV or, like, people can mess with those things. I'm being for real. When it comes to TVs, when it comes to cameras, I wouldn't buy used. I buy used when it comes to furniture. When it comes to pretty much everything else, I don't care.
Well, TVs, clothes. I get. I mean, you can buy a new TV for $150. But I'm saying when it comes to... But you got people that, similar to what... Not saying this is what you're going to do, but people who get this grand idea, like, oh, I'm going to buy all this stuff. Then they buy it, never use it.
Refurbish is different. Like, if there was a refurbish, like...
Well, I'm not saying, you know, buy it from some dude who's going to meet you in the alley, you know? But I'm saying, like, I bought a iPod. Not an iPod, but a Z-Pod or whatever the hell it's called.
You're really dating yourself.
Dude, it was like $300, brand new, okay? Uh-huh. I got it for $100. But the dude was like, look, he was a tech guy. Okay, so again, you just scout who you're buying it from.
See, that's the thing. I've been in that place where I want to find the best price doing all this, and then I never end up buying something because I'm like, wait, what if tomorrow someone has it for $10 cheaper?
Dude, that's ridiculous.
Well, I'm just telling you how my brain works. And so I just said, hey, I'm just going to buy it new. Yeah. I know it works. Yeah, I know it's got all the stuff. Money. Boom, done.
I'm happy for you. I hope it works. And
so if you see a camera following you in here one day, you'll know why.
Yeah, well. When can we expect the first edition of the...
You don't want to start putting deadlines on things. Because same with the Kyrie. Then when it's not there, what happened, Blake? There was a pushback. Okay. When it comes, it comes. You'll know. Okay. Follow me on Instagram and socials and you'll know.
Can you give the folks at home a timetable at least?
Nope. Like, soon. I mean, soon.
Like end of October, 2026, before Christmas time.
Before October ends, there will be content out.
What will we get first? Siobhan Revel playing for the Cowboys or vlogging content from Blake Elliott? 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053.
Okay, this person doesn't know what they're talking about. Used furniture, ew. That should be the number one thing you're buying used. If you are in it, I mean, if you got the money, do what you want. Don't listen to me. I'm just saying, if you are trying to buy different things, buying used furniture is, to me, I think, feel like the most appropriate way to buy
used things. I wouldn't buy a used mattress.
Same. I wouldn't buy a used
mattress. But a used couch? Especially you get one that's been sitting in somebody's house forever and a day, and they're just like letting it sit there.
When I
said furniture, you might want to take the black light over it just to be sure, you know? Like,
I was thinking more like dressers.
This is a casting call couch. What do you mean by that?
I would say more like dressers, like buying that used, I feel like it is what Facebook Marketplace is for, and that's furniture.
Yeah.
Cabinets, side tables, tables in general, chairs. If you're buying brand new with all those things I just named, you either got money or just don't know how to search different sites. Because I buy all my furniture secondhand, other than a mattress, of course.
You can't. That's a next level.
Let's go ahead and get a new one.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you're on some hard times if you need to go buy a used mattress. Yeah. Okay. I will sleep on the floor before I sleep on a used mattress. Now, if I know the person,
I've definitely hand-me-down the mattress.
I was gonna say, if I know the person, then yes, I'm down. But just some rando off of Facebook Marketplace?
They could have
now,
ticks.
Now, what if it could have what?
Ticks or fleas. isn't that possible?
Would you buy? Okay, here's a question for you.
The answer is yes.
Would you buy a used mattress from somebody in Highland Park?
No. They definitely are getting down and dirty over there.
Are they though? What if it's been in their bunch of rooms?
If
spare bedroom, haven't slept on it, haven't been on there in years.
What's the brand?
Sealy.
Is that a nice one? Yeah, right. I don't know why I asked. Like I knew. Like I knew the power rankings.
Is it a Tempur-Pedic?
I've heard a purple Tempur-Pedic sleep number.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's another one I've heard of.
Estate sale. Lady, grandma died.
Okay.
Had a purple bed in the side room.
And I never can see it in person?
Never. Well, of course you can see it
I'm just saying, am I dealing online or am I
in
person?
No, of course you're going to go look at it. Okay. I mean, you know. It's
As long as there's no stains, I would do it.
Maybe haunted, though.
No, sir.
Okay.
Definitely not. Okay. Definitely not. Why would you want something that even has 1% of haunting while you're sleeping on it every night?
But grandma may have left money.
I'm good.
In the mattress.
I'm good. I'll search the mattress and leave.
Old people are notorious for tucking money away.
I'll search the mattress
Think about. She's going to watch you while you do it.
That's fine. I'll search the mattress while she's watching and leave and take the money. Was the grandma? Well, the grandma's passed away.
If you steal, I'm gonna do a Blake here. If you steal the money without taking the mattress, she's gonna haunt you for the rest of your life.
So I'm getting haunted either way.
But if you take the, but she'll haunt you in a good way if you buy it. She'll haunt you in a bad way if you don't.
Okay, well, I guess I'll buy it on those hypotheticals. Okay.
All right, remember.
Do I get the stolen money to use to buy it?
No, no, you don't. You don't get the stolen money unless you take the mattress.
Then
if you try to steal it, if you try to steal the money, grandma's going to haunt you.
How about I just save myself all the craziness and just buy a regular mattress?
I'm just saying, again, this is one of my Blake hypotheticals that I like to come up with every now and again. You know, this
now,
is
I
what,
sound, now I see how ridiculous they sound on the other side.
Just putting that out there.
But is there $10 million in this thing or okay. $100?
You poop your pants, but nobody can smell it. What would you rather do? What would you rather do? Go back to the Odyssey app and you can listen to that conversation.
The fact that Jake said he'd rather...
Walk around with poop in his pants.
Rather than just people think he did.
There's a reason he's called degenerate. Okay.
If you missed yesterday, then I don't know what to tell you.
No, it was wild. All right, we've got a great show for you guys today. Hopefully you guys are excited about it as we are. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the phone number to chime into the program. We got a couple guests tonight. We already mentioned our boy Corey Mose, KBUE sports director, friend of the show as well. He's going to join us at 920 talking all things. What is the temperature and the panic meter over in Austin, Texas? So we got to get to him on that. Cole Bryson from the Fan Upstate, 97.7 over in Greenville, North Carolina, is going to join us talking all things Carolina Panthers as well. We've got some Mavs After Dark to get to. Luca, are you guys at all surprised and or offended at the level of fame that he's starting to get to and just regular non-basketball stuff now that he's in L.A.?
Not surprised, not offended. You're in L.A., the marketing capital of being in front of a camera, so makes sense.
I love it. NFL picks, we're going to go do that at 9 o'clock, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Tolo's on the telephone, okay? We did this, we're making this a regular habit now. Obviously, on Wednesdays and Mondays, you won't get a Tolo's on the telephone because those are only three-hour programs. They're jam-packed as it is, but Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, we will do Tolo's on the telephone. And, look, this is how it's going to go. All right? You can give us a Cowboys prediction. Maybe you tell us
Your hair is short.
Yeah.
You just took off your hat.
I mean, I got a haircut today. Shout out to my boy Blake the Barber.
Not me.
That's why I said Blake the Barber, not Blake.
I could cut you up nice.
No, I don't feel comfortable with you doing that.
You wouldn't trust me with scissors and a razor?
No, I absolutely would not.
What if I sing like little old... Like I'm at an old school barbershop.
You guys really need to check out the Walt Disney documentary, by the way.
Quartets.
I continue. Tolo's on the telephone, 8:20. It's going to be kind of a mishmash. And we are going to have, if you guys are blowing up the phone lines, we'll go straight into Tolo's on the telephone. Cowboys prediction for Sunday, and we open it up. All right. So you got 45 seconds to wax poetic on whatever it is you want to get into on this Thursday night. So Cowboys injury report. All right. I think it was on a CVS receipt. That's how long the Cowboys injury report was today. Who's limited? Who's full? And in what world would you ever imagine Dak Prescott playing until he's 40 years old? He discussed that today. So much to get to. That's Khaki Kevin. That is Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. Plus, we got to give you our Giants and Philadelphia pick when we come back. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fan After Dark. Appreciate that, Khaki Kevin. This is the Fan After Dark on a Thursday night. We've got Giants and Philadelphia on Thursday Night Football. And, of course, we will be making our picks later on this evening. In fact, we'll be doing that at, I want to say, 9 o'clock is when that's going to go down. Let me look at my I will tweet out my show sheet, which, you know, you guys like to roast me for my handwriting, which I think has gotten a lot better. Okay, I mean, I don't know if you saw, Kevin, my sheet today. I mean, I thought it was in good shape. I thought the handwriting was legible.
So. I don't know if it's getting better, if we're just getting, it's easier for us to read now that we've done it for so long.
I mean, my handwriting is my handwriting. I mean, I think you guys are making a proverbial
Our eyes are adjusting.
Out of a molehill. All right, I'm gonna tweet this out here in just a little bit. At the Freddie D, at BlakeLive _ Kak, what's your social media? What's your Twitter account?
At Khaki _Kev.
At Khaki _Kev. Give us a follow. Tell you what, we might start a new, we're going to start something new tonight. Actually, we did it last night. Shout out to our boy, was it Walter Johnson that did this yesterday with us? Here, I'll find out exactly who it was. Yeah, Walter Johnson. Sounds like a golfer. Walker Johnson, shout out to him. He followed us on the old Twitter sphere yesterday. Took a picture of him listening to the show and tweeted it out. Shout out to him and Trett Senior 23. So I'll tell you what, go ahead. If you're out and about listening to us on 105.3 The Fan, or if you're bebopping around, listen to us on the Odyssey app, take a picture of it, tweet it out, and we will shout you out throughout the course of the show. You ready to go? Is that what you're pointing at things? I can't see.
The game.
Yeah, it's Eagles 3, Giants nothing. You're more than happy to chime in and say something. What did you want to say? That we both picked the Philadelphia Eagles?
I don't understand.
I was going to say, I don't know what the hell you're talking about here. We both picked the Eagles to win tonight. Eagles 7.5-point favorites. I'll double check that before we continue on. We're going to read a few Cowboy stats here as well, because one thing we like to do is look at the snap counts. One other thing too. Apparently, now I said this yesterday, and you also said this today during we mentioned this during crosstalk, that I said I would not be surprised if Siavone Revel did not play at all this year, and it has been brought to our attention from the powers that be. I am way off base. So I'm A-okay with it. Right? I mean, if Siavone Revel plays this year and all is well in the world, then hey, it's a win-win for the Cowboys. I trust their training staff. I trust their training department. Again, I'm a err on the side of caution kind of guy. And the fact that we haven't heard much about him is why I kind of, and you and I listened to Shoddy talk about him yesterday. Wasn't the most glowing update in the world. So I kind of went scorched earth and said, hey, maybe we don't see him this year.
That was a possibility. That video will be up tonight, so you guys can listen to that. But
it off is off base. Fred's off base.
Hopefully, that's a good thing.
I am okay with being wrong in this case. All right. Now, again, I just hope he's 100% good to go, which I would expect that if the Cowboys are going to roll him out there, that he will be just that.
All your snap counts are ready. You just fire the player at me.
So I guess the first question I have for you, and look, we like doing this here on Fan After Dark. And again, you've got, you know, when we talk about guys that have been hurt, apparently Dante Fowler was absent from practice today.
Yeah, let me just give you the injury report, because it's lengthy.
The MASH unit that is out there right now.
It's lengthy.
People that are banged up for your Dallas Cowboys.
And if you guys were locked in yesterday, you're going to hear some of the same things, but you'll see some new updates as well. So for the Cowboys. Tyler Booker didn't practice yesterday, didn't practice today, not going
to
play.
Not a shocker. I don't expect to see him or CeeDee Lamb, and I think we're at the end of the day, I think we're okay with that. You can beat Carolina without both of those guys. I think we're fine.
CeeDee and Booker out, cool. Dante Fowler, who was not on injured designation on Wednesday, showed up today, did not practice with the illness.
Mm.
No Dante Fowler practice.
Okay,
today.
No Dante Fowler.
Joe Milton, who was not on the injury report yesterday.
They said his was personal, though,
his
right?
His was personal.
Okay.
So he popped up on it today.
Hopefully everything's okay with whatever he's going through.
Jonathan Mingo, who was a full participant, first time we had seen with the knee, 21-day window, did not practice today with the knee. So that's obviously not good. He practiced yesterday in a full capacity, didn't practice at all today.
Or do you wonder if it's, you're right, it's definitely not good. Or
not even limited. Because I think limited is different. Like, hey, we're slowing it down. We're going from full to limited. Didn't practice at all today. Now, obviously, I'm not in the Cowboys camp. I don't know why.
And maybe it was scheduled. Maybe that was a scheduled
thing.
Maybe
it was scheduled.
You know, I'm gonna err on the side of caution with that.
Flanor's playing well. We're not going to need you. We want to see one full day of practice and then take off the rest of the week.
Maybe you did a walkthrough, right? Who knows?
The rest of it, we still got more. Jack Sanborn still didn't practice, so this is 2 days in a row. He's trending towards not playing.
He's not going
to
play.
Kenneth Murray was said today by Schottenheimer he'll be playing. Eberflus said today that he'll have the green dot, and he'll be your middle linebacker.
Hey,
Jackson
don't
Dart.
Don't sleep on Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart walks in a touchdown. The Eagles are up now, about to be 7-3, pinning
the
extra
Giants
point.
Are up 6-3.
Giants. Sorry, I'm doing too many things. Miles Sanders, who was limited yesterday with the knee and ankle, did not practice at all today.
More Jaden Blue.
So no practicing from about half your team. Deron Bland was limited again with the shoulder. Clowney limited again with the hip. Cornelius limited again with the knee. These aren't bad reports, but they're also not good. They didn't get upgraded to full. They were just limited again. Trayvon Diggs with the knee, limited once again. James Houston with the knee, limited once again. Nealon with the knee, or with the ankle, excuse me, limited once again. Tyler Smith with the knee, he was limited again. Wanye Thomas with the ankle, he was limited again. Donovan Wilson, this was not good. Or this is good, excuse me. Did not practice on Wednesday. Was upgraded to limited with the elbow and knee today.
Can you ring the bell?
Yeah.
Miko! Miko Rantanen has scored the first goal of the 2025-2026 season for your Dallas Stars.
Let's go.
Huh?
Let's go, Miko.
Are we the Dallas Stars show record?
Come on.
Well, let's not get carried away.
It is 1-1 now.
What?
It's 1-1 now. They scored literally as you rung the bell.
What? That's bad,
dude. Is that the kind of season we're going to have?
That happened last year, remember?
Is that how this year's going to go?
They would score, and they wouldn't hold leads long. They would come back, but as far as holding the lead, the Stars, that was not their
fault. Is Ottinger a bust? 877-881-1053.
We need to find a way to put the game on after this break.
Was DeBoer right? 877-881-1053.
Finishing this... Kalen Carson with the knee was a full participant in back-to-back days. Tyler Guyton was limited yesterday.
Okay, that's it. Full or limited again today?
Tyler Guyton was limited yesterday. He was a full participant
Let's
today.
Let's go.
With the concussion.
Let's go.
Kenneth Murray, full back-to-back days. Sam Williams didn't show up in the injury designation Wednesday, but showed up as a full participant today. So take that for what it is with the shoulder. But so
he's kind of all over the place.
So the good news is Guyton and Wilson, their status got upgraded from did not practice limited or limited to full.
Now, Jerry did say on Monday when he was on with RJ and Choppy and Sean and Bobby that he thought Kevontae could be back. What's Kevontae at, real quick? What's his status?
Didn't practice both days.
Today out today too?
Out today.
He ain't playing.
Jonathan Mingo out. Milton out. Would you send us about why Milton was out?
He was welcoming his first child.
Hey!
Okay, well there you go.
Boy or girl?
I don't know that.
Little Milton.
There we go.
Little Milton in the house.
We know it's a gunslinger though.
Fired.
Well, I guess
just reading this, the bad news is Fowler showing up in the injury report out of nowhere with the illness.
Yeah.
Mingo not practicing after he did yesterday. Sanborn not being there.
Could be that stomach bug that's going around though.
Miles Sanders going from limited to not practicing, not a good look.
Yeah, more Jaden Blue.
And then I guess the good stuff is Donovan Wilson and Guyton being upgraded to limited and full participants.
Here's my question for you.
Yep.
All right. I was looking this up, and then I started looking at Miko stuff real quick. 1-1, 1-1. A lot of hockey left. Let's not get carried away. Okay, our boy had last week. So we know our boy Javonte went off. But
but this is what, and we really didn't dive too much into this because there was absolutely no reason to dive into it. Jaden Blue had 4 carries for 7 yards last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not inspiring. We're all clamoring for his name.
None.
And the
Jets
aren't exactly just some stop house of a defense.
No, they're absolutely not. I'm not really that concerned that Miles is out. Okay. Do you think we'll see over under 4.5 Jaden Blue carries?
I'll take the over on that.
You want the over?
I think they'll try to get him more involved.
I'm going to go under just because Schottenheimer said Javonte's the bell cow this week and it's not a committee. So I could see them just straight up feeding him and having Blue have like 3 carries. Now, would I be surprised if it's over 4.5? It's not like he's not talented.
By the way, he had no targets out of the backfield either.
Yeah, it's not gleaning towards give Jaden Blue the ball more. Javonte's been the second best rusher in the NFL and your offense is humming. So why?
I wonder if and your offense is humming, and even though like the fact that you won't have a Kevontae Turpin this week. I mean, here's the thing. You took care of business last week with Tolbert, Flannoy, and George Pickens. Fergie doing his thing.
How do you think that snap count went down yesterday? I got those 3 players you just listed, Pickens, Flannoy, and Tolbert. Who do you think got the highest snap percentage?
I'm going to go with Flannoy.
Ryan Flannoy was on. Okay, I was looking at the wrong side. He was on for 56% of snaps.
Okay.
George Pickens was on the field for 78% of snaps.
Well, there you go.
And Jalen Tolbert was on the field for 76% of snaps.
Okay. Okay.
So Jalen Tolbert was almost synonymous with Pickens.
No, I mean, he was your 2.
And Flannoy
was clearly your 3.
And was the most productive with that.
Hands
with that
down.
Time.
Here's the question for you then.
Okay.
Do Tolbert and Flannoy's roles switch this Sunday?
Pickens is your 1. It's got to be Tolbert goes down, Flannoy becomes Tolbert, and Turpin becomes what Flannoy was last week, if that makes sense. It should be 78-76 Pickens and Flannoy, 56% Turpin. That's how it should go, and like 32% Tolbert. That's how it should be divvied up. I'm just using the numbers that were there last week.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So you like to see Tolbert and Flannoy swap roles.
But Turpin, Turpin's not going to play. They just need to switch. I was putting Turpin in the lineup and giving Turpin that 56 and dropping Tolbert.
Why
too.
Would you? And Turpin ain't. I don't want Turpin playing 56%.
You want Tolbert out there?
Yeah, I do.
I know.
I do. Because Turpin's not blocking. Tolbert can get in the way.
Yeah, of his own players.
Turpin, you are getting to the point with Turpin where
no, don't start, don't start besmirching my boy. I'm
not besmirching him, but what I told you was going to happen at the beginning of the year is
yeah, I get it. He's
coming to roost.
Him injured, and then even when he plays, gives you more than Tolbert being healthy all 17 games.
Okay, well, go ahead and just try him out there, and we'll play him every 3 games and see how that works. So let's go ahead and play him 70% against the Carolina Panthers.
I said 50.
I don't even want him out there 50%.
Dang.
I don't want him out there 50%.
This guy's a bum.
He's not a bum, but he can't stay healthy. What's up?
I was going to say 30%.
What? 30% snaps?
Mm-hmm.
Look, he's going to have to. I'll tell you what. You and I will do this for the Saturday show.
I'm looking at a snap count right now. He was at 45% in Philly.
Okay.
15% versus the Giants. 66% versus Chicago. 60% versus Green Bay. So he hovers around that 50-65 mark.
I would keep him at that 45-50.
How low can I?
I would keep him at the 45-50.
I mean, yeah, that's what I said. I said 50. 50 to me is good.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
I never had him at 70.
I didn't realize he was at, and I would actually, honestly, I would probably, because here's the thing. Once CD comes back.
Well, then, yeah, everything changes.
But I'm just saying.
That's why he was at 45 week 1.
And I would go ahead and drop him even, because look, I don't want him over Flannoy.
He's probably, 45 to 50 is probably a comfortable number. If you have CD, Pickens, and Flannoy, and Mingo.
I would keep him at 35-40. Because let me tell you something. Pick your poison at that stage.
Think about it. Tolbert is not.
First of all, where's he going to get his targets anyway?
Tolbert is not producing right now, and 2 receivers are out, CD and Mingo. And I think we can all agree both of those guys can step on the field tomorrow and they're better than Tolbert.
Look, here's the deal.
More production. I'm not talking about his skill and that's all. I'm just saying production. What we've seen with our eyeballs.
Yeah.
I feel like I get more out of Mingo. Mm. I got to wait and see. Let me not get too ahead of ourselves in Mingo. I like the archetype and I like
we
the
do,
skill.
We, but no,
but he hasn't shown it on the Cowboys uniform yet. So let me not get
not,
too
well,
ahead
not
of myself.
Not in the game that counts.
Let me not get too ahead of myself. But CD obviously steps on the field and he's better than Tolbert. So that's CD, Pickens, we already know. Better
than
Tolbert.
You already know what you're getting out of
and
him.
And Flanoy, I saw more in one game.
Now,
I'm not talking about the raw
you,
stats. I'm
okay,
talking about
real
how
quick.
He caught the ball, what
okay,
he looked like
real
after
quick,
the catch.
And then we got to go to break. We got our boy Cole Bryson coming up next. If Flanoy goes Jalen Tolbert this Sunday, does that change your outlook?
I mean, of course. We got to take on the film. It'll be one good game, one bad game, and we'll make a decision from there.
Okay. What do you think?
What do I think he'll do? He's in one of my fancy lineups. Okay, so there you go.
Okay, that says all you need to know right there. All right, coming up next, Cole Bryson, the fan upstate 97.7 Greenville, joins us next talking all things.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks, Carolina Panthers. Great stuff as always from the khakiest of the khaki, Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker. Let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program from the fan upstate. Let me say that 10 times fast. Wire to Wire. You can catch him there 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern right there. A fellow Odyssey station as well. Shout out to our boy Gavin Spittle for that. Mr. Cole Bryson. And Cole, I tell you what, look, the NFC South is kind of a weird division in its own right. And Carolina is kind of in this weird place where it's like, all right, I mean, hey, your boy Bryce showed some things at the end of last year. Feels like Dave Canales is a definite upgrade from what you guys had with Matt Rhule. Well, what are the vibes right now in Charlotte after 5 weeks?
You know, man, it's a roller coaster of all roller coasters right now. And you know, I was telling somebody the other day, it really does feel like the Carolina Panthers should be playing a 162-game MLB schedule. And what I mean by that is this Carolina Panthers team, 1 week they're really good, 1 week they're really bad, 1 week you see some deficiencies that you think, man, as a fan base, this is just not looking good. And then like last week, you go get a big win. It's a lot of ups, a lot of downs, but ultimately when I compare it to them playing an MLB schedule of 162 games, guys, what I mean is you look at them and it's like every year for the past few years, it almost feels like they've just kind of run out of time, maybe hit their stride at the wrong time of the season, right? It feels like a baseball team that's trying to find themselves in June. And then maybe this team in July or August after the All-Star break can get rolling. I know we're not talking baseball, but there's just by far way too many inconsistencies that really, to answer your question, just haven't given the fan base much hope. And I think the biggest word that comes to mind is consistency.
What do you think the Carolina Panthers do well that they could exploit against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday?
Man, it's a good question. Right now, you know, you could say the run game is the strength, right? Because you look at it, right now, Chuba Hubbard's the guy that, you know, coming out of last year, they felt like was the mainstay back. I've got a crazy stat. And Chuba Hubbard right now, with his injury, you saw what Rico Dowdle did, the former Cowboy. So to answer your question, the strength is going to be the Panthers' run game. But here's what's wild. Chuba Hubbard, 53 carries this season. Guys, we're talking about a guy from last year who was electric, a really good running back for the Carolina Panthers. 53 carries this season. Chuba Hubbard, zero explosive runs, zero missed tackles forced. And then Rico Dowdle in 1 week, in week five, you're talking about 234 total yards, most by any player this year, 10 missed tackles forced, which is tied for most in the NFL, 4 15-plus yard runs, which is second most in the league, and then 157 yards after contact, which is most in the league. So to answer your question, the strength right now, and by the way, that answer changes every week too, going back to those inconsistencies, but the strength is the run game, even though you're kind of in a point where you've got to feel like even when Chuba Hubbard does come back, Rico Dowdle is going to be in the mix.
Kind of just to piggyback off of that, with the Dallas Cowboys running game, Javonte has been one of the more elite rushers this year, especially behind the Cowboys O-line, who seems to change every week. Is that one of the things, if you're in the Panthers front office, in the coaching room, that you're gearing up for Javonte, or are you looking more at Dak and that passing attack?
Well, you know what? To answer your question, both are going to be a point of emphasis. The Carolina Panthers defense is among the worst in the league in terms of opponent yards allowed and points allowed. Guys, they simply can't finish drives. They can't get off the field. Third down conversions, you're talking about one of the league lows at 36%. So you're going to have to, if you're this Carolina Panthers defense, you're going to have to hope that your pass rush is better. I'm not saying that stopping Javonte Williams isn't important on Sunday, but ultimately you've got to figure out a way to disrupt Dak Prescott. That's what this Panthers defense hasn't been able to do. They're one of the league's worst in overall pressure. Again, going back to yards allowed per game, they just can't contain the big plays, struggling to contain the opposing offenses week in and week out. So to answer your question, I think I would look at it more of a standpoint of it's just the Carolina Panthers pass rush versus Dallas and Dak. I think the Panthers somehow, some way on Sunday are going to have to disrupt the timing with Dak Prescott. And that starts with the pressure up front, but kind of going opposite of what you asked me with their strengths, their weakness has been pass rush. And going into the season, there was a lot of promise, a lot of hope that guys could step up. They went and got a guy in the draft, obviously, and you're relying on rookies right now, but they just have not been able to have the consistent pass rush to get after quarterbacks. And if they can't get after Dak on Sunday, it's going to be a long day.
You brought up the third down conversion rate. If it makes you feel better, the Dallas Cowboys rank 32 out of 32 on third down conversion rate allowed at 54%. So you're sitting pretty with that one.
But Bryce, I'll tell you what.
You know what, man?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, our boy Bryce joining us here talking all things Carolina Panthers. And so let me ask you this, Cole Bryson, I'm sorry. Let me ask you this, because when I look at this Carolina Panther team, defensively, like, you guys are having some of the same issues that the Cowboys are having, because look, y'all are having a hell of a time generating pass rush, and so are the Cowboys. The difference being that, you know, George Pickens has stepped up in a huge way, but you kind of knew what you were getting. You've had a revelation in Ryan Flannoy, at least last week. Jake Ferguson is kind of reestablishing himself as one of the top tight ends. Meanwhile, you guys got – it's Tet McMillan in the pips right now. How surprised are you that nobody else outside of Tet has been able to be a consistent, you know, threat for Bryce Young?
Yeah, man, that's a big part of it. When you look at the development and the progress of Bryce Young, you ask the question, why hasn't Bryce been better, right? Well, you can look at the past couple of weeks. You can look at the pressure. You can look at what happens when Bryce gets pressured. You can look at the lack of run games at times before last week's big performance by Rico Dowdle. But with all that combined offensive line play, yada, 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 I look at the receiving core, man, and I don't think the Carolina Panthers – now, he started to come on a little bit last week, but I don't think the Carolina Panthers have gotten the most out of Xavier Leggett as they were hoping to get out of him in 2025. A guy out of South Carolina who showed elite promise his senior season at South Carolina. But if you remember, before his senior season at South Carolina, you're talking about a guy who was not really showing up much on the stat sheets. He has a breakout senior year, gets drafted by Carolina. I don't know if fans are more attracted to his accent or, you know, maybe his upside Seriously. As a player. But the reality of it is, guys, Xavier Leggett has underperformed in 2025. So to answer your question about Bryce, his development, there are a lot of glaring issues on offense for the Carolina Panthers. But I, you know, watching this offense, I haven't seen enough consistency. So you're telling me you're going to have to consistently rely. And Tet McMillan, I think, is going to be a good receiver in the NFL one day. But you're having to consistently rely out of the gate on Tet McMillan, who's a good route runner, has good hands. He's smooth over the middle. But, guys, Tet McMillan and Bryce Young in practice look like a different Tet and Bryce than they do in the games.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, again, you're talking about the third right guard. You're talking about a backup center. You traded away Adam Thielen right before the season. So there are a lot of issues. The offensive line has been a big part of it. But Xavier Leggett has, in my mind, made this offense one-dimensional.
Has Dan Morgan, you know, former Carolina Panther, you know, came in here a couple years ago and amid some fanfare, like, all right, he's going to get things rocking and rolling. And, of course, boom, he gets rid of Brian Burns, like, right off the bat. Then you draft Bryce Young. And, of course, that's been, as you alluded to, that's been a mixed bag so far. Your owner is one of the most volatile owners in sports right now. What is the direction of this football team right now? Because it just feels like, you know, you even with the number one pick that was, you know, maybe could have turned this thing around, like you're still just kind of a middling franchise.
Yeah, it does feel like one step forward, two steps back. Here's the reality of it. Carolina Panther fans love Dan Morgan. And Dan, he's great. He's come on our show. He's been fantastic to be around. Everybody likes Dan Morgan. I think that's the general consensus. You mentioned he's a Panther, right?
Right.
They love their own. And the reality
is that the problem?
Of it is it feels it may be because reality is you've got one step forward, two step backs. You mentioned some of the free agent acquisitions or departures. Guys, the reality of it is Adam Thielen, I'm not saying Adam Thielen's this Hall of Fame right wide receiver right now at this point of his career, but the reality is, in terms of Bryce Young's development and progress as a quarterback, you just can't go ship Adam Thielen back to Minnesota right before the season starts and expect things to be okay. And that's what they did. So to your point, it's been one step forward, and that one step looks really good, but then it's like two step back, and it's just a lot of indecisiveness. And obviously the Panther fans have not loved that, but again, Dan's their guy. So we haven't heard a lot of pushback in terms of it going against Dan Morgan.
Just while you've been researching and studying up for this Cowboys game coming up on Sunday, I just kind of want your outsider point of view on how you view the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff, a whole new staff, what Brian Schottenheimer and Clayton Adams have done on the offensive side of the ball, if you think that's sustainable. And then on the flip with Eberflus, are you blaming him for the Cowboys' defensive flaws? Do you think it's more of a personnel issue? It's kind of your thoughts coming into this week.
You know, it's interesting. When you start with that Dallas defense, obviously when you have one of the more explosive offenses, you know, averaging, what, 406 yards per game, mm-hmm. you look at the defense and you're thinking, man, a defense ranking toward the bottom of the league, points allowed. You're talking about a defense struggling to contain the big plays. You mentioned the third downs, can't get off the field on third downs, pass defense vulnerable at times. So from an outsider standpoint, it definitely looks like a little bit of an issue when it comes to the schematics of the defense. My standpoint, my viewpoint is looking at this Dallas defense, you watch guys make plays and you think, man, there's some things here to work with. Mm-hmm. I'm not on or in the camp of Dallas needs a complete overhaul defensively. From an outsider standpoint, looking in, and I don't want to sound like I'm just going right at Matt Eberflus here, but it certainly does look like the players that are on the defense are better than what they're showing. And we were talking about that a couple of weeks ago with Dallas' defense, thinking, they can't be this bad this long, right? Like, they're not going to continue. I mean, you've got dudes on that defense, and I know you've had some injuries that affect that, but when you talk about Diggs and Bland and, you know, James Houston, an up-and-coming guy, there's guys there. There's talent there. So my whole philosophy this whole time has been they're not getting the most out of them, right? And that it might sound like I'm going at Eberflus, but that starts with one person, and they've got to figure out what that is, that disconnect for them to somehow bridge their way into. Because I think, to answer your question, I think this defense is more talented than at the bottom half of the league, what they've shown thus far.
Cole, we'll get you out of here with this, 30 seconds or less. Dave Canales, I mean, let's call it what it is. You've had a couple years there in Carolina, or year two anyway, coming from Tampa Bay. Again, the guy knows offense. It looks like he finally got Bryce Young going a little bit at the end of last year. I guess real quick, two-part. A, is Dave Canales going to be the right guy for this job, provided that, you know, Dan Morgan actually, you know, gets some actual players? And are you convinced Bryce Young can be a franchise quarterback?
Ooh, man, we're really going out with a bang.
Are we, though? Hey, look, let's do it big. We've got a minute to go.
30 seconds or less. Give me your full take.
Dave Canales is the right man for the job right now.
Okay.
Right now he
fair.
Is. And
fair.
I think that you're talking about a bridge coach that can get this organization to where they need to be right now. So I don't know if he's the long-term answer. I don't know if he's going to be able to kick the can down the road long enough and to wait until this team's where they need to be. Now, on Bryce Young, am I convinced that Bryce Young's the guy? No, I'm not. Now, half of the franchise does, half of the franchise, we're talking about the fan base, right?
Sure.
Half of the fan base feels like he is, half of the fan base feels like he's not. Do I see maturation? Do I see growth, progress? I do. But I don't see enough. It feels like, to put a bow on it, and then I'll shut up, it feels like everything for Bryce has to be perfect in order for him to succeed.
That's not good.
Not saying he can't be a good quarterback, but he doesn't, to me, come across as a guy that can elevate those around him. It seems like he's got to be in a perfect situation.
All right, one more thing, because that's what I do. Are we going to be talking one day? Are we going to have you back on the show, and he's pulling a Sam Darnold or a Baker Mayfield, where we look back and say, oh, well,
man,
he went to a different situation, and suddenly he's flourishing?
It's a great question. I think there's a possibility of it.
Okay.
I do. We talked about the resurgence of quarterbacks who, you know, their final destination wasn't where their starting destination was. I'm not saying it's not possible. I would still lean no, though.
Okay. And again, hey, you watch him a lot more than we do, so.
Well, I just, again, the small things, the intangibles, like Bryce Young, we all know what he did at Alabama. But I,
and when
I'm
you say the small things, are you talking about his body?
Well, very fair. No comment. I've already got Panther fans mad enough at me because we go at it pretty hard in the upstate in the Carolinas.
I appreciate
it. But yes, we'll see if that's a factor, because guys, ultimately we can joke about it all we want, but it is a factor.
Boy, you ain't lying. Cole, I tell you what, my man, great stuff from you. You've been fantastic. Real quick. What's your Twitter?
At the Cole Bryson on Twitter.
I love it. At the Cole Bryson. Good stuff. Cole, we'll do this again real soon, my friend. Have a great night.
Y'all too. Thanks so much.
Thank you. The one, the only, Mr. Cole Bryson. All right. We got some Mavs to get into. We got totals on the telephone, a little fair or foul. Lots to get to. Hour number two coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.